Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and my devotional is titled Planks and Specks from Matthew 7:3-5. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the plank that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Can you imagine having a 2x4 in your eye? Me either, but I'm pretty sure Jesus wanted to make it very clear that it's much easier to see something wrong with our neighbor, spouse, coworker, etc., than to see what is wrong with ourselves. The saying, the fault we find in others is usually our own, means that when we criticize or become bothered by a particular trait in someone else, it could reflect a similar trait that we might be subconsciously struggling with within ourselves, acting as a kind of mirror to our own shortcomings. Or, more simply, when I find fault with someone else, it is usually because I'm not happy with myself in some way. Yes, we are supposed to hold each other accountable, but I believe that once again Jesus is reminding us not to be hypocrites. Things aren't always what they seem. Do we know their full story, or are we jumping to conclusions? John 7:24 tells us, do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. What if we focused on building each other up rather than finding fault? Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Even as I write this, I wonder if I have been doing this as much as I could or should. Do I notice people around me who might need a word of encouragement? Our words and actions can instill hope, reminding them of God's unwavering love and presence. Whether it's offering a listening ear, sharing a word of encouragement, or simply being there, your support can make a huge difference in someone's journey. We can pray for the person regardless and ask for discernment and an opening to talk to them if we feel so led. Then it will come from a place of love and concern, not judgment. But maybe, just maybe, in our conversation with the Lord, something will be revealed that we need to deal with ourselves first. Thanks so much for listening today. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.